USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine's President Zelensky said Wednesday that Russia must pull back to its pre-war position as a first step before diplomatic talks can begin. Should be noted that Moscow is unlikely to agree to that anytime soon.
The President and I are monitoring the situation closely. So while we don't know all the details yet, we do know that there are parents who have lost children, families that have lost children, and their loved ones, of course, and many others who may have been injured.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington Tuesday. An 18-year-old entered an unlocked elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. He barricaded himself in a classroom and began shooting. At last report, he killed 19 children and two adults before a Border Patrol agent shot and killed the suspect, Salvador Ramos. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Russian forces launched offensive on towns in eastern Ukraine on Wednesday, with constant mortar bombardment destroying several houses and killing civilians, according to Ukrainian officials. Russia is focusing its attacks on the industrial Donbas region. The Ford Motor Company lied about some of the facts of its trucks and are now paying the price.
Ford Motor Company has settled claims by 40 U.S. state attorneys general. The company agreed Tuesday to pay $19.2 million to the states and refrain from making misleading advertising claims. The company made the claims about the fuel economy and payload capacity of some of its vehicles. The attorneys general say Ford misled consumers about how far its 2013 and 14 C-Max hybrid cars could travel on one tank of gas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Incumbent Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger defeated Representative Jody Heiss in the GOP primary. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton won the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Sarah Huckabee Sanders wins the GOP primary for Arkansas governor. Georgia's incumbent governor, Brian Kemp, easily defeated former U.S. Senator David Perdue's challenge. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene fended off a slew of primary challengers to become the 14th District's GOP nominee. The Election Integrity Act in Georgia was portrayed by Democrats, including President Biden, as Jim Crow voter suppression laws. In fact, Major League Baseball stripped Georgia of the All-Star game last year because of what politicians were saying. Now, after the first big election and the new law in place, Georgia set records for voter turnout. Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax.
In the national media, they cannot tell the truth. All they do is push a radical agenda. Listen, this vote, this bill from the very beginning, SB 202, was all about giving greater access to voting while at the same time making cheating more difficult. And the fact that we are seeing outrageously high numbers of voters shows that indeed that is the case, that this is not anything to do with the voter suppression. It has made it easier to vote. And we are going to just continue to see great numbers, I believe, people come out to the polls here in Georgia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.